In the first place, Allah Ta'ala mentions four attributes of Allah and four corresponding attributes of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ الْمَلِكِ الْقُدُّوسِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ. Malik, Quddus, Aziz, Hakim, four attributes. Corresponding to this four attributes in the same order are the four attributes of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْحِكْمَةِ. يُعَلِّمُ is not repeated, but there are four attributes. When the Holy Prophet, the Holy Quran foretells us or gives us the glad tidings of the repetition of this phenomena in the form of a follower of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam coming or being raised. At the end, instead of repeating the four attributes of Allah, it only says وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ, which refer to the last two bits. That is يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. So that means he will be hakam adal, not a lawbringer, because talim hikmah wal kitab relates to his being hakam or adal, and this is why Rasul Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has repeatedly mentioned about him as hakam adal, not as a lawbringer. So repetition of the two attributes indicates that this new coming would be different from the first coming, in this respect at least.